Multiplying money. When you multiply with money, you simply have to remember the decimal rule. To multiply a decimal. Ignore the decimal and multiply the numbers. Count how many total decimal places are in the original factors. Place the decimal point by counting backwards from the end of the number as many places as you counted in step 2. Ask yourself if your answer makes sense. Let's try a few. $38.52 times 8. Start by multiplying 38.52 by 8. Notice we did not line up the decimals. You only line them up for addition and subtraction. $38.52 has 2 decimal places, while 8 has none. Thus, we have 2 total decimal places. Since we have 2 decimal places, we must count 2 places backwards from the end of our number. Our decimal belongs between the 8 and the 1. $308.16. Let's estimate to see if our answer makes sense. $38.52 is close to $40. Our answer is fairly close to $320, so we know this is a reasonable answer. If we had put the decimal in the wrong spot and thought that our answer was 3081.6, we would know that this is not even close. It costs $1.35 for a piece of pizza, and Brandon wants to buy 5 pieces for himself and his friend. How much will this cost? Start by multiplying 135 by 5. This comes out to 675. Now, we must count how many decimal places are in the original factors. $1.35 has 2 decimal places, while 5 has none. Thus, we have 2 total decimal places. Since we have 2 decimal places, we must count 2 places backwards from the end of our number. Our decimal belongs between the 6 and the 7. $6.75. Does this answer make sense? Yes, each piece is a little more than a dollar, and the answer is close to this. Have you found a shortcut yet? If you are multiplying a money amount with dollars and cents by a whole number, you will always move the decimal back 2 places. Veronica makes $9.85 an hour at her new job. If she works 12 hours this week, how much money will she make? Take a minute and do the multiplication. Remember, you need to ignore the decimal and multiply 985 by 12. Where should the decimal go? Use the shortcut or count the number of decimal places in the original factors. $118.20. Does this answer make sense? Yes, because $9.85 is close to $10, and $10 times 12 equals $120. Our answer is close to this. Take a look at the summary of the lesson.